Okay. Right, okay. There's just a mila when it comes to selling chametz. There is a minik to go to the rav, one's rav, and give some money. There's sometimes a pot there that you can put some money in. There's a hat that you can put some money in. And we should mention that it's got a source in halacha. And the reason is because when you sell chametz in your house, and you want to know that you're not being over bali roi because you sold it to the guy, how do you know that the rav sold the chametz? So you're going to tell me because he's the rav and he sells the chametz. But in halacha, there's a chazaka. Oh, so you can see doing it. Oh, so if you see doing it, fine. But if you didn't see it, v'chush, and you don't see any a text from the rav or email saying that this has been done, we know there's a concept in halacha called chazaka. When it comes to a shayla v'deiraisa, we don't assume that when you made someone a shliach to do something, we can't assume he did it unless he told you. It's a very interesting question. Well, how is it that we sell our chametz with the rav? And well, not to the rav. The rav sells it to the guy, and we can come into Pesach feeling without any problem that as if it's been sold. But hechateisa, it's a shayla v'deiraisa. How can we assume that? Says Rabbi Shlomo and others. That's the minig why we pay the rav money and we make him a shliach, in which cases it falls under a different category in halacha called yad poel ki yad balabais, which overrides this shayla of shliach oiz shlichus. I must share with the olam that a personal ha'ora, which I'm not being satisfied with the gutteret, and this happened last year, almost a year ago, that there was a massive panic with corona, still is a panic, but last year there was a fresh panic. And there was a lot of people were told that because of the panic buying, panic shopping in the shops, you can have this year, you can have chametz gomel. Even those people which never have chametz gomel, they don't sell chametz gomel. This year, stock up with shreddies, with weetabix, with chadas. A lot of people, I think a lot of people in town, I think in other towns, they said that lechatchila they should have it. And people, a lot of people here were told, obviously, you should have a stocked up over Pesach. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Over Pesach, we have chalas and our freezers. Okay, very nice. And we were all confident to believe, fine, it's okay to have chametz in your freezer. Just sell the chametz. How are you going to sell it? What happened last year? There was no chance to give money to Rabbanim. What happened was, you had the envelope, if that, and you wrote, this is my chametz, blah, 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 and you put it into the post box, and you have no idea, you didn't get a text message or anything from the Rav to know that it was sold, and here's a Shaila Vodai Raisa, because you got real chametz, as long as you got the real chametz. I haven't got a satisfying answer to deal. I believe this point was overlooked a bit.
Who says you have to actually know?
So the problem is, that to assume that my Shliach did what I said, we can't assume so of a shayla v'deraisa. So now you're going to tell me I did bittul. But the bittul wasn't on all the chametz that I kept. Otherwise the mechira is a steer to the mechira. But I haven't got a good answer to that. I must say, for months I've been trying to look into this as tshuva nachiyaza. There are tshuvas for him about it. But I think this point could have been overlooked. That means, again, people were told to have chametz gomel inside the freezers. Okay, sell your chametz. Now, I tell you, I must give a limits course. Those which went to their own Rav and they pay shul membership, that could be included in making him a shliach, because he works for you. He works for, so to speak, he works for the kehillah. It's right, but it's more than that. If a person doesn't pay membership, let's say he hasn't found, let's say he used a different Rav, then he's back to the regular halacha that he made someone a shliach. There's a halacha that by the raisers, we don't assume that the shliach did it. We can't assume that unless he told you. This is just our aura. Okay, this is
wrong. Just because one thing, he said to the whole kehillah, anyway, putting mine into my rov, his rov's kehillah, it's not
going to
happen.
Okay, Rav Sokha's got svara here. Since he's employed for his shul, so maybe if I throw mine in, maybe I'm included. It's a good aura. I haven't seen anyone. I think this is a good point too. It can make a good shade to explain all that. There's a true nachiyaza about if you pay him, not pay him. That's a good aura. I think that what I'm trying to say is that the minik to pay money, isn't stam around, and Menegim Moshe Shlomach writes that there is a musik that Yad Kapoel Kiyad Kalabais, which gets around as a problem. Okay, next word, we have to move on. It comes to Shabbos, and it's actually Shabbos. You wake up early Shabbos morning, and you wake up 6:30, and you finish davening 8:30. You come home 9:15, you want to start the meal. A lot of people will order breads which are pita style, which don't make crumbs, and you'd eat it typically in one room, let's say the kitchen, and then you'd have the rest of the meal, let's say you'd have fish, or let's say have cholent, in the dining room. The question is, okay, very nice, you're going to finish with your chametz, and then you're going to go over to the dining room, and then where are you going to bench? What's going to be the situation with benching? It's going to come to benching at 9:00, 9:05, whether you do or don't split the meal is another thing, but Maisa is going to come to benching time.
Go back
here. Oh, so now really, the halacha is, you should really go back to the kitchen for benching.
You see the room.
Because if you can't see the room, the halacha is you should go back to the kitchen for benching. Why? Because you didn't halachically continue eating in the dining room. What do I mean by didn't halachically continue eating? Because you didn't have bread in the dining room. You had your fish and you had your cholent.
It's
part of the meal, yes. But for Shinimokum to kick in and to allow you to bench in the second place, it has to be that you bench, we discuss this. It has to be that you bench in the second place so that you have pass, even a mashul, really, theoretically, if you took a crumb in your hand and go to the dining room. Right, yeah, that could work.
Each person.
Really, when you have a whole matzav and a whole family, it's difficult to arrange that everyone should do all these things. So really, as a matter of principle, it's worth really going back to the kitchen to bench. It's really the best way forward. So that's really the way forward, to go back and bench. If you can see the kitchen, then that would be okay to bench there. This is a good shayla. If you had das and ria, it's actually very...
He's probably doing the hall.
Yeah, people will finish what you mean, they'll have a kazayas in the hall. Okay, so it depends how you feel, if it pays like kitchen or not. Depends on a few things. But at the end of the day, someone told me that he plans to eat the bread outside the house. Let me ask you, how would he do that? Let's say you have the whole mishpach in the front garden, they finish having the kazayas, right? Kibetza, really kibetza for Shabbos meal. They're going to come inside and finish off with the fish and chicken. What's the plan? What's the program?
He's making kiddush.
He's making kiddush outside. He has to make outside. That's a good aura. He has to. He can't possibly make kiddush inside and go outside because he's lost the kiddush. So he's got to make kiddush where he's going to be washing and eating the bread.
Wash outside.
Now, he's going to. That's lav dafka. They can get away with that. Yeah, he can get away with that going inside. So if you've got a case where he's bench, where he's having kiddush and washing outside, then here's a bit of an issue. It's not so geshmak. He's coming inside and not having bread. Not so geshmak. It's not ideal. The person were not so keen about doing such a thing. Because really, you're starting off outside and coming inside and not having bread. If every person takes a little bit of bread in his hand and comes inside, then fine, he's been mamshich the meal inside. But if he's not taking anything inside, then that could be an issue. That could be an issue. It's really recommended not to do that. Eat outside, not super shmak. Because again, how are you going to be mishana your mokum to eat inside? Again, I guess the only eater is to bring a little bit. Everyone should bring a little bit of bread in their hand, tiny bit, and then take it inside, eat it inside the dining room, and then they're okay. Otherwise, if they don't have bread, there is no way.
If you eat in the bowl, and you can see the bowl, you shut the door. Is that okay?
That would be okay. If you could theoretically, that's fine. So yeah, so again, if a person... Sorry, you don't have to see it exactly. The hand gets ready, so you don't have to see the room. So partially in the room, it's also okay. So again, so if you want to eat everything outside, really, the best way forward is really to take a little bit of bread and take it inside, which I believe a lot of people will struggle with, allowing that to come inside the house with that. But that would be the best way forward, really. If you have a porch, that's fine. That's all under one house. That's okay. It's part of the house. But if you're outside in the garden, that could be an issue to start off the coming inside. It's also a geshmak. Okay, so then you shall know, don't forget, when you eat outside, you've also got to make sure the crumbs don't add up to a kazayas. Because really, to rely on the birds, and Shabru says you can't rely on the birds coming, only unless it's far away from Pesach, but if it's only a few hours away from Pesach, I'm also geshmak to rely on it. Okay, whatever it is, when you finish your kibbutzah, you make sure that all the crumbs, anything left over, gets put in the toilet, flushed down the toilet. That's the best way forward.
Why?
Okay, now you should know the chesh of Eifoid. You know the chesh of Eifoid? Dayan Padva. Dayan Padva wrote a tshuva in Chelik Beis, a fascinating tshuva. He said like this: imagine you're in your kitchen having your kibbutzah of bread, and you now pass over to the dining room, and now you have your chicken and you have your chalot. And let's say it's already sofs manachida, you can't have any more bread. He says that now you should be mechuyu to make a bracha rishona, a new shahakal on your chicken. Because really, what's the reason why the foods that we have during the meal becomes potter from the bracha? Because it's like part of the bread. But now, there's a concept in halacha called masalek atzmei manapas. Masalek manapas passes when Amol and Bizmana Chazal, they used to take away their tables, and they used to bring new tables for dessert. We can't really understand such a musik, that's what they did. And the halacha state in Kufa and Zayin, that you have to make a new bracha rishona for the new tables. So the Chesh of Eifet Tainet, that if a person goes to the dining room and continues his meal, they'd have to make new brachas. Which in Chelik Gimel, he sweetly comes back and says, it's okay, because my son Rabbi Yosef Padva had a nice shtickle Torah to explain that since you're pushed away and you're not allowed to eat chometz because of the issa shabai, not because of your decision, it's the issa which is stopping you carrying on bread. It's you yourself, you would carry on eating bread. Since it's only the issa, it's not your own opinion, it's not your own choice, that's okay. So it's interesting how Chelik Gimel comes back with a shtickle Torah from his son Rabbi Yosef Shlita, that he wants to explain that's okay. Okay, let's move on. Ooh, we've got a lot to do. So a person's mouth has got to be clean. The best way to do it is, practically speaking, is either with a toothpick or dental floss. Because when it comes to a toothbrush, you firstly got to make sure that you're not going to cause any bleeding. And also, you should first have a toothbrush specifically for Shabbos. And that's not such a practical thing. I guess you're going to have specifically...
Mouthwash
can do the job, but the mice, sometimes, depending on the teeth, if it's trapping quite a lot of stuff, you would want the best way to do it is with a toothpick or dental floss. That would be the best way. Then you've got mincha. You've got mincha, a couple of dental floss. Yes, so that's true. Dental floss, I guess, is only a third option, really, because dental floss, if you don't know how to do it, you're definitely going to cause bleeding. It's also not kashmak here. So I think the most practical way is really with a toothpick. Toothpick and mouthwash is the best way forward. Other things, you got a bit of it's a bit dodgy using the other things, not so kashmak. So I think plenty of toothpicks, kashle Pesach toothpicks for Erev Pesach. Okay, now you've got mincha. And now after mincha, I want to promote a halacha which usually gets completely brushed under the carpet. Completely. And that is, we all learn that Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph. He says that, you know, Erev Pesach after mincha, do you know what he tells you to do? Nochoin, to learn something. What does he tell you to learn? He tells you to learn Hilchos Korban Pesach. Be honest, in the past 5 years, has anyone thought about learning, maybe your entire life, yeah, has anyone thought about learning Hilchos Korban Pesach? Mishnah Berurah brings it from the Shlach, it's brought down all the posts. What's the reason why you should learn Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? The reason is, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the lashon? Neshama from Sevatina. We can't be yotzer the Korban Pesach. We can't bring it up. So there's a concept in Gemara that if you learn something, it's ke'ilu yamakrib. Ad kedei kach, we always mention the Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? If a person's got time to learn Mishnayos, which seder of Mishnayos should he opt for to begin with? Should it be Moed? Should it be Kochim? You would have thought Moed. He said Moed, you anyway know, because you learn Halacha, you learn Gemara. But when it comes to Mishnayos, learn Kochim, because now it's as if you're Makrib a Korban. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, when you learn Hilchos Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, this is a way of, as if you're Makrib it. If you wouldn't learn it, then you got no Shaykhs in Korban Pesach. If you do learn it, you've got a Shaykhs. Okay, so that's regarding saying Bosel Zeh Pesach, which you mentioned yesterday is a problem. But to actually learn the concept, and it's actually a good safer.
Sure, the three things you should say.
That you don't say, that the person was mentioning, that Erev Pesach, not this year, Erev Pesach, you don't say Mizmor Seder, because it's as if you brought it and you can't bring on Erev Pesach. That's actually, you see, it's actually brought down La Halacha. When you say something and learn Korbanos, it's as if you brought it. So it's a very powerful halacha. So you should learn Korban Pesach, because it's as if you're Makrib. because it's supposed to be Matthew.
You said it shouldn't be.
No, I understand. Yeah, on Erev Pesach is the time to bring Korban Pesach. So we can't bring it because the Beis HaMikdash is not around. So if we learn that halachas, it's as if we brought it, which is factually correct. It's really appropriate to really have brought it, we just haven't got the Beis HaMikdash. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, it's kedai to learn that halachas Korban Pesach. Now every single year, it's very hard to sit down. Right, after Azab Balagan, Erev Pesach, you know what it's like. You barely even manage to remember to trim or to have a haircut, and you always got the last shilas. It's never time to learn Hilchos Korban Pesach. I think this year is a golden opportunity. It's Shabbos, what are you going to do? Haven't got a mobile on you. Once you haven't got a mobile, you've got plenty of time. So, there's plenty of time to really, after Mincha, it's a good opportunity to be Mekayim the Mitzvah or bring Korban Pesach. Because Mishnah Berurah says, if you learn it, I actually found the sefer on Ma'itza Chochma, it's called Korban Pesach, I've got it written down. He's got a sikum, 8 pages of the halachos of Korban. It's very geschmack. I think it's a good opportunity if you don't want to put your mind to it. It's very geschmack. In Rambam, you then Rambam also finds episode shaykh as a Korban Pesach, because the Mishnah Berurah brings it as if it's like a, it's as if you're makrivit. And taka correctly, every single year is very difficult to be makayim. This year is a bit easier. Okay, so then you've got the next point is some of the knedlach on Erev Pesach. Is there any issue having knedlach Erev Pesach? So really knedlach is made from matzah meal. So really matzah on Erev Pesach we're not supposed to eat. But if matzah has been cooked, then you really can. So you can, but you're limited only till Shah Siris. So it's a bit of a complicated issue. From already 3 o'clock, you have to avoid that sort of food. Or let's say matzah cake, because there's such a thing like cake made out of matzah meal. Those sort of cakes have to be avoided. Really, matzah cake is very different to a knedlach. It's very interesting. Cake, you can have shahakal cake in Erev Pesach, the whole day Erev Pesach, Shabbos morning, Shabbos day, yeah? The whole Shabbos day you can have normal cake, but matzah cake, do we call it matzah cake? Mazonis cake, really made out of matzah meal. That you can't have the whole Shabbos day, the whole Erev Pesach, because that's got a tzuras lechem, and you're not allowed to have matzah on Erev Pesach. We can't have matzah on Erev Pesach, and therefore you're going to hear Geshmak Hashem now. I think he's going to speak about whether the matzahs are muksa. It's a very Geshmak topic. It's pretty very Geshmak, very nice. And so that's what we'll see. The make on that, yeah. But amazing, you'll see that vinegar to the matzah. That, let's get it very clear. Knedlach is mutzah on Erev Pesach up until Shah Siris. Why is a mutzah on Erev Pesach up until Shah? Why is matzah? Because the matzah has been cooked. It's far removed from a matzah. It's already been cooked. It's lost its tzuras lechem. Whereas when you got cake made out of matzah meal, that still looks like tzuras lechem. It's in the bread family. It looks like it's being baked still, so it's in the bread family. And therefore, you can't have it the whole Erev Shabbos. You can't have any cake which is made from matzah meal. But knedlach, you would be able to up until Shah Siris. It's a bit of a mouthful. And the mind says very different. Knedlach is very different to cake, because cake is the whole Erev Shabbos is also, whereas knedlach is mutter up until Shah Siris.